Zone, number 1981, Luke Nicewander.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.96 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Sam Lucas Road, which is Sussex County Route 256, approximately 0.55 mile north of Harbison Road, which is Route 5. The 911 address is 16394 Sam Lucas Road, Milton, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 21, Parcel 5.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of the property survey, and we've received zero comments. Thank you.
We thank you. Well, sir, you win the patience award for tonight.
Oh my gosh, you were here before everybody.
Good,
yeah,
great.
So, yeah, it's important to me.
We are so sorry that you've had to wait for 4 hours, 4 hours and 40 minutes. So anyway, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. If you would please introduce yourself and then share anything else you would like.
Yeah, my name's Luke Nicewander. I guess I purchased this property back in 2019. With the intention of putting a single wide mobile home on it.
Uh-huh.
Since I owned the property, it was overgrown, you know. Mm-hmm. It was like brush and briars and stuff like that. So I went out there and spent like quite a few weekends, you know, clearing it. Mm-hmm. There was an abandoned U-Haul trailer out there that I cut up and hauled to the dump. Mm-hmm. So once I cleared the lot, I guess while I was working on clearing the lot, I also wanted to mention this. While I was clearing the lot, the neighbor came over and introduced herself, and she informed me that she used to live on the property and had a single-wide trailer on the property, you know? And she told me she left the property because something about the well, maybe it got ran over or something like that. And I don't really know what the story was, but anyway, going on, after I cleared the lot and had everything kind of ready for a site plan, I then hired Beacon Engineering to do a site plan for me. I told him my intention. I told him that, you know, that I wanted to do this single-wide mobile home. And I asked him what he could do for me. And they prepared a site plan, and they submitted it to the state. The state reviewed the site plan and approved it. So once the site plan was approved, I then hired a contractor to install the septic system for me, which was a mound system. The mound system is pretty large. It takes up, if you were looking at the property, yeah, it works. Okay. So if you're looking at the property, the mound system pretty much goes from here all the way back, across there to there.
Yep.
So it leaves me with room for a driveway, and then it leaves me with the back of the lot for a house. So that's how I ended up here. Right now I have a well installed, I have a septic system installed. I was getting ready to purchase the mobile home. While I was getting ready to purchase the mobile home, they asked me a question about what wind zone we were in. I guess if you're in a certain wind zone, then you need to build the mobile home a certain way, you know, so right. Stuff doesn't fly across and hurt the neighbors. So at that point's when I found out the zoning wasn't right. And that's why I'm requesting to get changed to general residential. I've gone over and spoke to the neighbors and asked them if they had an issue with this. They don't.
Well, they don't see anybody.
Yeah.
So,
I guess I prepared a letter. I imagine you've all read the letter that I attached.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Let me, Mr. Whitehouse. There was a single wide mobile home on the site previously. Do we have a record of that in our county records?
I can look it up while we're going through public comment.
I met with Chase before this.
Yeah.
And he was looking up stuff and he found something in the 80s.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to do a quick check while we're talking. We can just go back and just.
That's just, yeah, well, you can look at pictures, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, we can just go back in time and just look at some of the.
Yeah.
I went through that exercise too. I had I've got some Google Earth photos. I didn't send it to you guys because
that's fine. That's all good. Well, I empathize with you because certainly any reasonable person would have reached the conclusion that you reached. kind of curious to me that if there was a single-wide mobile home on there in the 1980s, that was after zoning was instituted. So seems a little strange to me, you know, just does.
What, that it was not GR?
That it was not GR, but yeah.
It would, at that point, it would have been just considered legal not.
Yeah, I get it, yeah, yeah.
To clarify, if there was a single wide on the property and it was there when the property was assessed and it's been there since the 1970s or has been there with a building permit and an application for a building permit came in to replace it with a newer one, mm-hmm. single wide can go to single wide provided it's newer. So there must be another element to this, Mr. Chairman, but the remedy is a change of zone would remedy the problem anyway.
I'm just trying to make it clear how this got here, and how any reasonable person would have assumed that it was okay, you know. So I get that.
I can check the property history just while we.
I don't care for what looks like spot zoning, but it is a residential class in a residential. Class area. It's not like it's commercial and residential.
And honestly, it's such a small parcel of land.
Yeah, I know.
It's GR.
Really
there's not anything
an
else
issue.
You could do with the GR, but this
yeah.
almost, you know.
Yeah. Well, Ms. Wingate, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay, Mr. Mayor.
Sir.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson.
I don't have any questions.
No.
Mr. Hopkins, no. Okay, staff.
None for
okay.
me, thank you.
None for me either.
All right. Okay. I think we understand what's going on. If you want to take a seat, though, nearby, we'll ask around, see if there's anybody here that has an interest. Well, I'm not sure if maybe our security officer might want to. He's good. Okay. All right. Well, I'm required to ask the question. So is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1981, Luke Nieswander? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1981? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1981?
If there's anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Okay, any further questions on the commission? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Counselor, would it be appropriate for us to refer back to this now? Can we?
Yeah, you can. So,
commissioners, I don't know how these things like this happen, but they do, and I don't have a problem at all with changing the zone for this gentleman. If you want to do that now, we can do it right now.
I don't have a motion prepared, but you know, to read, but it's pretty simple. I mean,
yeah.
You want to recommend approval of change zone number 1981 for Luke Nieswander for change the zone from AR1 to GR General Residential District. Based on the fact that there was testimony in the record that the site had previously been allowed to have a single-wide manufactured home on the property, that the change in zone to GR will allow what was there to be replaced with a new single-wide manufactured home. And given the small size of the property, the change zone to GR will not allow any expansive uses on the property. And the change of zone to GR will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways, and no parties appeared in opposition to this application.
Mr. Chair, that's my motion.
Second.
Nicely done, Kelsey.
Yes. Impressive.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1981, Luke Nieswander, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons in the motion.
Mr. Mayors?
I vote yes for the reasons in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I vote yes for the reasons in the motion, because it supports housing, reasonably cost housing in Sussex County, which we've been trying to support.
There you go. Mr. Hopkins?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Now, Mr. Nieswander, what this means is we're making a recommendation to county council. You'll have another hearing in front of them, okay, and then they make the final decision. But they have our recommendation, a unanimous recommendation that it be approved, and sometimes that'll account for something. So anyway, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for your patience.
Yeah, for your patience tonight. I thought that was the least we could do for you, is not make you wait any longer than we had to. Okay, referring back to our first public hearing was subdivision 2022-17 Iron Hook Harbor.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to defer further consideration.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-17 Iron Hook Harbor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. And our next public hearing was subdivision 2022-23 Schofield.
We already voted on that.
Oh, we did that. We did Schofield. That's right. We did that one. Sorry. How about change of zone number 1979, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company?
Yeah, I make a motion. I mean, do you have any other things to say about this? I wish there was some way we could tie conditional uses to the zoning changes, just because once you change the zones change. But I mean, because I like the conditional use. Mm-hmm. But actually, I do think this is the proper zoning for this area. Mm-hmm. So, okay, make a motion to defer for further consideration.
A second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1979, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2359, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company.
Same thing. Anybody have any thoughts, questions? Were you concerned about the parking lot way through or any of that concept?
You know, the 20 feet between from the end of one parking space to the end of the other parking space seems a little narrow to me.
I agree. That's why I asked the question, but then I felt more at ease because Mr. Warner said that would fly with it.
If the fire marshal's okay with
yes,
it, I guess I'm okay
the,
with it.
Yeah.
And the one thing too, just so you all know, their point about excluding the what they call the drive aisles or parking areas from the street design requirements, that's just something that's cleared up confusion between engineers and the county engineering department, like what covers what. So
right.
Yeah, that's just a technical thing.
Right.
Any thoughts about the trees between Governors and this one, or?
I think that it would be, I think they should give that some consideration. I think I would stop short of restricting traffic. I mean, he was talking about wanting to not have vehicles, just emergency. But the other things he talked about, having a sign, let you know when you're leaving one development, entering another development, that's nothing unreasonable about that. I mean, and the landscaping, if they want a little, some additional something, I don't know about a fence, but landscaping would kind of demarcate one or the other.
I just keep thinking, there's a lot of people with kids living in downtown Lewis, where all the streets are interconnected with all the other streets, and it doesn't seem to be.
And they're narrow.
Yeah, they're really narrow.
And they're parking on both sides.
Yeah. I mean, I go down some of those streets, and I'm scared my car won't make it.
And people are going too fast.
Yeah. So, but, you know, people still live there with their kids and somehow manage. So this is my thoughts on interconnectivity.
There you go.
All right. Then any other? All right. Then I make a motion to defer on conditional use 2359 J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company for further consideration.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2359, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.